In the first week of February, Peter McMahon had the worst day.
I woke up one morning and I tried to make coffee with the water and it was just salt water.
It was a bad wake-up call. Peter's an architect in South Wellfleet. He lives on a half-acre lot covered in pine trees right by the bay. It's a place his family has owned for decades. Like most homeowners on the Outer Cape, McMahon gets his water from a private well, and he's never had a problem with it. But now, in his kitchen, his bathroom, his shower, the faucets were churning out something slippery and gross.
It was just bad, swampy salt water.
Back in the first week of January, the Northeast was hit by a bomb cyclone. It was basically a blizzard with really high winds. It brought a historic storm surge, breaking the last record from 1978, and flooding parts of the Cape that hadn't flooded in years. McMahon's property hadn't actually flooded, but a month later, his well was putting out salty water.
What I think happened is that it got into the aquifer, and it took a few weeks to get over to my well.
He tested his water. The salt content was sky high, 1,400 milligrams per liter. That's 70 times over the state recommended limit. It also contained dangerous amounts of nitrates. For weeks, McMahon showered and washed his dishes in the swampy water. For cooking and drinking water, he drove to town.
I actually was drinking water from the Wellfleet Library for a while, because they have a mop sink and you can fill a 5-gallon jug there.
But he didn't want to do this forever, so he consulted a well driller on a new place to put a well. It had to be sited higher up, away from the water. It also had to be at least 100 feet away from any septic fields. He had to apply for special permission to site a well adjacent to his property. Hillary Greenberg-Lemos is the health and conservation agent for the town of Wellfleet. She's worked in the town for 13 years, but McMahon's situation took her by surprise.
Has this ever happened before?
Not that we've seen. We have some wells around town that are really high in sodium, but none that just, you know, had it happen spontaneously like that.
McMahon's the only person she's heard from so far, but she thinks she'll hear of more cases once people start coming back for the summer.
I mean, there's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 homes in that, you know, right along the coast there.
Greg Berman is a coastal processes specialist with Woods Hole Sea Grant and the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension. He says the problem with McMahon's well is very local, but it's an early indicator of how things are changing.
Well, these events are probably going to happen more frequently just because our water level is higher, right? So even if you haven't moved, the water is moving towards you.
Berman says that January's record-breaking storm surge, that tide that brought lots of coastal flooding, only beat the previous record from 1978 by 1 or 2 inches.
The only reason that this storm in January broke the old record is because the water level was higher due to sea level rise.
In the past 40 years, the sea level has risen by 4 or 5 inches. And the forecast for the future? More sea level rise and bigger, stronger storms. Back in South Wellfleet, McMahon hired Neil Gadway, a local well driller, to put in a new well. It's only about 200 feet away from the old well and about 6 feet higher up. But the water is completely different.
It's very good water. Neil said I could bottle it and sell it, like Poland Springs.
He's not sure how long it'll last, but he hopes it will be a while. For now, he's back to enjoying that simple thing. A glass of fresh water straight from the tap.
It tastes great.
Not salty at all?
No. It tastes like water.
For WCAI, I'm Ping Huang, Wellfleet.